On this episode, we're talking verbal offers and how a toilet can stop the sale of your property.
You ask real estate questions, and I answer them. This is the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 17 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. I have some really good real estate questions for you, so let's get started.
Sylvia asks, I got a verbal offer for my house. What's the next step?
So you got a verbal offer on your home. What's the next step? Well, really, what's the first step? Because a verbal offer, that's nothing. It's not a commitment. It's not a contract. You've got nothing. So your first step is to get that offer in writing. That way you can accept, you can reject the offer, or you can counter their offer. But until you get that in writing, you have absolutely nothing.
Sam asks, what does retrofitting a home mean?
You might not know this, but when you sell a property in the LA area, there's certain retrofit requirements that you have to do. So the toilets, they have to be low flow. Did you know that? That's true, they have to be low flow. The shower heads have to be low flow. You have to have smoke detectors in the house. You have to have a CO2 detector. These are things that are mandatory. You have to have them in order to sell your home. So that's additional money that you're gonna have to put into your property if you don't meet those requirements. And there's companies out there that'll come in and do all the work for you, or you can do it yourself. That's really up to you. But retrofitting has to be done before you close escrow.
Marco asks, we're going to start looking for houses. What's the process in terms of pre-approval? Should we get approved for the loan first, or pick out a couple houses we like and then get the pre-approval?
The last thing you want to do is find a couple of properties that you like and then go get pre-approved for a loan. You don't want to do that, because what if your lender says, yeah, I know you like this home for $800,000, but sorry, you can only get a loan for $600,000. All that time and energy you put into finding those homes that you liked is completely wasted. So get pre-approved first. That way you know exactly how much your purchase power is, how much your monthly payments are gonna be, and how much down payment you're gonna need in order to buy that home in that price range. Once you have all of that information, now you go shopping for a home and you're confident, because you walk into these places and you're like, yeah, I can buy this right here, right now, if I wanted to. So that is the first step you wanna take. Get pre-approval before really seriously looking for a home.
Bruce asks, I want my condo available to buyers who need to get an FHA loan. How do I do that?
Many, many years ago, when I lived at a condo, the first thing that I did when I purchased was I got onto the board and I wanted to know everything that was going on inside that complex. And what I kept pushing for from day one was, let's get this complex FHA approved. And the reason why is because I knew when I'm selling the unit, I want to be able to sell the unit to everybody, even people with a down payment of 3.5%, which is FHA buyers. So I pushed and pushed and pushed, and it took a couple of years, but the HOA, they finally agreed to do it, you know, because you got to pay for it. It's like about $1,000 or so. There's a company out there that will do all the paperwork for you. The management company coordinates with them, gets them whatever they need, and eventually, 6 months later, you get an FHA approved. All right, the complex. And I'm glad I did it, because I was able to sell my unit for top dollar. And right now I have a listing in Encino, and the building that I have, that I lived at, is the building where my listing's at. And we're one of three units that are FHA approved in the whole city of Encino. So not a lot of people have it. So buyers have to put down 10% in all the other buildings, whereas opposed to my building, they got to put down only 3.5%. That's a big, big deal. So you don't necessarily have to join the board, but you can go to the meetings and you can insist that your complex gets FHA approved. That's it, guys. Episode 17 is over. Follow me on Instagram. I have over 10,000 followers now. Come join us at Daniel Los Angeles is where you can find me on Instagram. You keep asking real estate questions, and I'll keep answering them.